The famous 147-kilometer Fufusu Solar Road is completed and has been fully open to commuters. It is a double-sealed surface road at the cost of $166 million. President John Mahama, as vice president in 2012, cut a short for work to start on the project. This is yet another landmark project and fulfillment of a promise by the government. President Mahama, who inaugurated the road project at Larabanga, called on motorists not to take advantage of the good nature of the road to kill precious lives. Present at the ceremony was the Dagwongura Tumsa Borisa. Pascaline Adadivo sent this report.
In his State of the Nation address early this year, President Mahama catalogued a number of road projects under his administration and hinted particularly of the near completion of the Fufuso Solar Road and its inauguration soon. The Fufuso Solar Road is one famous project which has appeared in almost every budget since the late 80s but has not seen execution.
Because the Solar Fufuso Road is a road that has existed for centuries. I remember my father telling me when he was a kid as a small boy to begin going to school. Father used to walk from Dole through Damango along this very road to Salaga to begin school. He tells me stories about how along this road sometimes you'll be walking and they'll come and meet the pride of lions lying in the road. And so they have to climb trees and stay there for as many hours as the lions remain in the road. It's only after the lions have left that they get down and continue to walk.
With its completion, commuters will not only be relieved of dust, long travel hours on a pothole riddled road and accidents, but it will also lead to some prominent tourist sites in the northern region. The poor nature of the then road also posed a big challenge to teachers and medical personnel refusing posting to the area. The construction of the road comes with a social component which includes drains, new school blocks, markets, places of convenience, nurses' quarters, and health centers along the corridor. President Mahama mentioned other projects to be undertaken in the region.
It was made from this road. The extra money that has been saved is going to be applied to reseal the road from Sola to Wa, because that road was constructed some time ago. It is in a slightly poor state. Some of the extra money is going to be used for the Busno Daboya road. The intention is to open that road to Busno Daboya, Lingmi, Imban Cargo, and send it into the overseas area. We're also designing a new bridge which will link Daboya and Tolong so that you can go directly from Daboya to Tolong. These are all part of our vision and the agenda for transformation.
The president also cautioned drivers against speeding, which happens when roads are newly constructed. Meanwhile, President Mahama earlier in the day inaugurated a water supply system for the people of Central Gonja District. The Fufuso Water Supply System has an integrated water purification plant and produces about 500,000 gallons per day. Before this project, which was begun a year ago, residents of Bupe and its surroundings used to drink from the White Volta River, dams and unprotected dugout wells. This made the area the lead guinea worm epidemic area in the country before its eradication.